Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of June 14th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A theme for this week comes from the poem at the end of this podcast. Have the courage to step into the unknown that beckons you. Three really significant cycles, and all the significant cycles keep coming, my friends, but let's talk about the ones this week. On Monday, June 14th, Saturn in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus at 13 degrees. Now, I mentioned this in last week's podcast because this is the big cycle of 2021 called Saturn square Uranus. From our perspective on the Earth, the planet Saturn is about 90 degrees away from the planet Uranus in the heavens. And these are very, very different archetypes. Saturn, remember, is the guy or gal with a clipboard. This is the structure maker, the builder, the one who wants things to have form and know what we're doing. Saturn has a lot to do with the established ways of doing things, the hierarchy of rank and following the rules, which is important because the gift of Saturn in you and the world, when it's healthy, is about impeccability and accountability. It's about mature leadership. It's like the sacred CEO within you and the world. Now, Saturn, when it's unhealthy in us or the world, is a very different character. It's really about a frightened, fear-based, overbearing, controlled, dominating energy. And we all know what that feels like. Now, Saturn's been in Aquarius since winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere last December. And Aquarius is an energy, it's a zodiac sign, that wants so much for the common good to happen. It has to do with thinking outside the box, inventing, being innovative, and allowing each person to be their own unique individual self, and yet collectively all coming together and working for the common good. So Saturn in Aquarius for the last couple of months has called us inside and out to lean in and be accountable to the changes that have to happen inside and out to make it more fair and more just for all concerned. So no longer marginalizing some of the parts of your inner figures, but also not marginalizing externally, people, situations, political parties, whatever it is. Now, Saturn is in a 90-degree angle to Uranus now. Uranus, again, is the change maker. It's the maverick archetype. It's the one that blows up consensus reality and says, look, liberate yourself. Here's the keys to the cage. Get out of the cage and really be radically authentic. Uranus is traveling through Taurus. It has been for a couple of years, which is a very anomaly type of experience because Taurus is an earth sign of grounded, stable connection. And when a planet is in Taurus, that archetype is really interested in getting grounded and having security and stability. Now, how do you have security and stability with this innovative change agent blowing up consensus reality? That's what we've all been learning in these last few years, particularly around societal inequalities and protests, around COVID, around economic upheavals. You know, Uranus has been waking us up inside and out, this archetypal energy, to say, what is true security? I've talked about this before. Do you really need to defend your territories, whether it's belief systems or dogmas or money? Yes, each person wants to be free, and what is a radical new way to distribute resources and have security and stability. That's part of what's been going on. The tension between these archetypes, Saturn, the builder, the established one, and Uranus, the maverick, innovative change agent, is what we're already feeling, the clash in our societies and within ourselves. I want to stay true to the tried and true. This is what keeps me secure. This is the way we've always done it. And part of us, it says, no more normal. It's over, people. We have to be radically different in some way. Now, this Saturn square Uranus cycle is dominating all of 2021. The first time they came together exactly in the square was February 17th. The last time they will come together one more time is December 24th. So this is the second of three exact squares. One of the things you can do with astrology is you're tracking the planetary archetypes as thematic energies inside yourself and the world, is the second hit, we call it, is when you get to kind of review, well, what's happened? And it's a course correction time. So you can consider with Aquarius and Taurus, Aquarius is about freedom, freedom for all beings. Let your freak flag fly. Taurus is about security, stability, getting my territory. What's been happening for you personally? Start there, because we know collectively all the changes with this theme. But think about since February. What has really been strong for you in your personal relationships, in your journey with family, with friends, your relationship with community, your relationship with your work? Where have you seen the tension between Saturn and Uranus, between the builder and the radical change maker? And what would you like to do for course correction? What's a new direction you can go? What are you really willing to let go of? One of the parts of the poem I'm going to read you is the poet says, we stand before a threshold we know we have to cross to come alive once more. One of the challenges of Saturn as an archetype in us is it gets constricted. It gets constipated. And it like is a slow death of, you know, trying to be loyal to the old way of doing things, the old hierarchical structure inside and out. And you're dying slowly when you do that. And Uranus says, here, I want to give you the keys to free yourself. Come alive again. So you can be considering, okay, I'm feeling this hit again really strongly. What is my course correction? What can I let go of? What can I say? It's done. Where can I lean into the more innovative, the more radically authentic parts of yourself and the world? So be aware of that. It's really strongly about the tension and clash that's necessary between the force of innovation and the old ways of doing things. Now, we also remember we just had last week a very powerful new moon eclipse in Gemini, which seeded, it was with Mercury, the archetype of communication and the storyteller. So there, we're already reverberating from some radical changes last week, possibly, where you went, wow, I got to get a new story. So here comes Saturn and Uranus saying, let me give you this energy again and say, boom, what of your old unrefined part of yourself needs to be transmuted? Where is that gold that wants to come out? Okay. And then on Sunday, June 20th, the planet Jupiter goes retrograde at 2 degrees of Pisces for a 4-month journey of retrograde motion. As a reminder, retrograde means from our perspective on the Earth, the planet is going backwards in its orbit. Of course, it's not physically doing that. It's all about our perspective as we go around the sun and that planet goes around the sun. Archetypally, when a planet is retrograde, thematically, there's an inner review. There's a time out and stop. Now, Jupiter has just recently entered the sign of Pisces, and Pisces is a zodiac sign of tremendous fluid, watery, empathetic intuition. It's about dreaming. It's about the veils get thin, the intuitive or empathetic connection to other people in the world and nature, and being really sensitive to the pain and suffering of others, but also being able to expand yourself into your deeper intuitive dreamer self. Jupiter is the teacher mentor. And it's a powerful archetype in all of us, has to do with what we, the wisdom we carry, whether it's intellectual, it's emotional, it's energetic, and how we want to expand and grow ourselves. So Jupiter is a big character in the solar system. It's the big gas planet. So when it seems to go retrograde, it's a big energy. And so it's going to go retrograde until October 17th of this year, where it will go forward at what's called 22 degrees of Aquarius. So it'll go back into Aquarius, the sign it was in before, and then it'll come forward again. So what you get to do now is say, all right, in the last couple of months, about a month and a half, Jupiter in Pisces has archetypally invited you to open your heart more, to open your compassion, to be willing to look and be with the pain and suffering of the world, not to overwhelm you, but don't be in denial. But it also has heightened and helped you to open your more intuitive heart-based knowing. So as Jupiter goes retrograde for the next 4 months, explore your inner truths and beliefs. Expand your own compassion for yourself. And trust what you're knowing from a non-intellectual way. Your mind is fine, but go underneath your mind. What does your heart know? What does your imagination know? What's your intuitive hit? Dream inside about a new world for yourself and the world and the people in the world. Okay? And finally, on Sunday, June 20th, we have solstice, summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. The sun enters the sign of Cancer at 8:32 p.m. Pacific. It opens up a new season for us, but also the solstices are so powerful because in the great journey of the sun, in its experience, our experience of it, when we come to the solstice, we've gone to the extreme. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the fullest day of light. And then as we shift into solstice, yes, we have summer, but the sun very gradually changes its direction on our horizon, and the light diminishes until winter solstice when we start over again. Our friends who are in the Southern Hemisphere, the different thing is happening. They're in winter solstice, so the deepest darkness is there. And after Sunday night, or for them it'll be Monday, then the light gradually begins to return. So it's a really powerful threshold on the seasonal level of the expansion, what we've been doing going into summer, and then a beginning to shift into celebrating summer for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, but also the deep shifting. And the ancient ones in all of us, the DNA from our ancestors, the solstices were a big deal, as are the equinoxes. So you might decide to do something to celebrate the solstice in your own way. The sun is leaving Gemini, this sign of curiosity and diversity and opening up ideas and new ways to do things and think about things, into Cancer, which is a water sign of deep feeling. And often Cancer has a connection with our desire to belong, with family, with ourselves, to be more open to our emotions. So you can just notice what's happening inside of you if you're resonant with the changing of the solstice. Okay? So with that, dear ones, I'm going to bring you a poem from John O'Donohue. I've done this poem once or twice before. It bears repeating because it works so beautifully for the Saturn square Uranus big cycle and this time of decision, as well as the turning of the seasons with solstice. The poem is called "For the Time of Necessary Decision" by John O'Donohue. The mind of time is hard to read. We can never predict what it will bring, nor even from all that is already gone can we say what form it finally takes. For time gathers its moments secretly. Often we only know it's time to change when a force has built inside the heart that leaves us uneasy as we are. Perhaps the work we do has lost its soul, or the love where we once belonged calls nothing alive in us anymore. We drift through this gray, increasing nowhere until we stand before a threshold we know we have to cross to come alive once more. May we have the courage to take the step into the unknown that beckons us. Trust that a richer life awaits us there, that we will lose nothing but what has already died. Feel the deeper knowing in us, sure of all that is about to be born beyond the pale frames where we stayed confined, not realizing how such vacant endurance was bleaching our soul's desire. Now, those last few lines are perfect for Saturn square Uranus. The pale frames where we stayed confined, the vacant endurance, that's like unhealthy Saturn. We keep following the old program and its way lost its life force. It was bleaching our soul's desire. Uranus the maverick calling to us, challenging us, have the courage to take the step into the unknown that beckons us. Trust that a richer life is awaiting you there. And you will lose nothing but what has already died. For the time of necessary decision, John O'Donohue. As always, dear ones, thank you so much. I want to give you a heads up and remind you that I'm doing a series of webinars called the Archetypes in You series monthly, which is an introduction to the archetypal energies and a little bit of the astrology. The next one coming up is Monday, June 21st at 12 p.m. Pacific, and it's about Jupiter, the teacher mentor. Expand your awareness. You can register for it at the astrologyalchemy.com resource page, and that will be available to you starting Monday afternoon Pacific time coming up. Thanks for everyone who sends good prayers, loving energy, tells others about my work with the Astrology Alchemy and all the other work I do. Do check out my Instagram account, at True Nature Consulting, and also my YouTube channel. You can find links for that at theastrologyalchemy.com. And thank everyone who's been sending me physical donations, but also prayer donations and support. Bless your journey. Happy solstice.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.